Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to the Lord's house as we gather together to receive God's gifts and word and sacrament and to respond to our Lord in grace. Just a reminder, please do fill out the attendance card in the pew rack and hand to an usher as you come up for the Lord's Supper or place in the offering basket as it goes around later on in the service. We will be seated for our opening hymn. Let's take just a moment to stand and greet one another in name of our Lord. Sing our opening hymn, hymn 545, Word of God, Come Down on Earth. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
We are justified by His grace as a gift through redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Let us observe a moment of silence for reflection on God's word and for self-examination. Let us confess our sins to God, our Father, Almighty God, merciful Father. I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Brothers and sisters, upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Amen. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad.
Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. To God on high.
And on earth his goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of
the Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Let us pray together. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies. And grant your church your saving peace through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
The first reading comes to us from the book of Revelation, chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today's epistle reading comes from the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 19 through 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. But by what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise as you're able for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been a slave to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So, if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. It's found on page 192 of your hymnal.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated.
At this time, I would invite any of the children to come forward for the children's message. I'm in a new phase of my life. I'm no longer getting on the ground. Good morning. I have a question for you. Has anyone ever told you to be quiet? Yeah? Did you listen to that person who told you to be quiet? Not all the time, right? Maybe if it's a brother or sister. No. Maybe more so if it's mom or dad or your grandpa and grandma. Not all the time then too. But we're more likely to be quiet and listen up if it's someone who's in authority. That would be your teacher, your mom or dad, or grandpa and grandma. Well, the reason I bring this up, today you're going in Sunday school learning about a king who was a good king. King named Hezekiah. Have you ever heard that name before? You did? Yeah, King Hezekiah. He was a good king who lived long ago in Jerusalem. Well, one day there was a bad king who came with his army, and they surrounded King Hezekiah and his army. And this bad king came to bully King Hezekiah. His army bullied King Hezekiah. He said, this king from Assyria said nasty things. He made up lies. He spoke violent words to King Hezekiah. And King Hezekiah, who was a good king, told his people, told his army, "Do not speak a word. Do not reply. Do not respond." Instead, what he did was he took all that was said against him, all the lies, all the violence, and laid it out before God in prayer. What are we tempted to do whenever anyone says something nasty to us? Are we quiet and just take it over to God in prayer? Not all the time. Of course, there's always a time to speak up, right? To help another person, to speak kindly and to defend them. But there's also a time to be quiet, because times we don't respond in a good way. We return evil, right, for evil. We say things that are nasty, right? So I think of Hezekiah once again. He told his people, do not respond to the king of Assyria. Do not respond to his people who say bad things. Instead, he took all that was written. He took a message with all the bad things. He laid it out before God in prayer. And so what ought you to do? You ought to pray to God, right? Now, it's more than us saying, well, I'm going to pray to God one time, and if he doesn't answer, I'm going to pray one more time and then stop. No, that's not what we do, right? And we don't come to God in prayer saying, God, give me what I want, and that's it. God wants us to be in relationship with him, right? That's what prayer is all about, to continue to pray. And you know, I brought a bell with me, you know, to continue to pray. Do not give up. Sometimes when I'm trying to get people's attention for Bible study, I'll ring the bell. Not all the time, but I want them to listen up, right? To pay attention and to quiet down, right? And, well, God wants us to be silent and to bring all of our needs before him. Don't respond with evil, but bring it to God in prayer. Trust in him, right? God says, keep coming to me. He wants you to pray to him. And God sets you free, right? We learned that today in John's Gospel. It says, if the Son, that is Jesus, sets you free, you will be free. We are made free. Jesus has delivered us, rescued us from sin, dying on the cross and rising again, that we who believe in Jesus are forgiven and will one day be with God in heaven. We say sorry to sin and we trust in Jesus Christ. And the God who saves us also provides for every need. So if you have a hurt heart, if you feel like you're surrounded by enemies all around you, take it to God in prayer. He will protect you. He will look after you. So with that message in mind, why don't we bow our heads for a word of prayer? And please repeat after me as I pray. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For helping us to see.
That we are important to you.
And that you want to help us.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, thank you for coming up. And we will sing our hymn of the day, hymn 578, Thy Strong Word.
Thank you.
sermon text for our consideration this morning, this Reformation Sunday, comes from the book of Revelation, the 14th chapter. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
How are we today? Let's begin with the game. First off, this is one you should all know. What state in the Union has the license plate motto of America's Dairyland? Wisconsin, right? I heard Wisconsin in the midst of the laughter. That's easy, right? We all know that one. Some may want to change it, but I think it's appropriate. Many farmers, and we depend on dairy, right? We love our dairy, our dairy farmers. But just a few more. Now, what state has a license plate motto of live free or die? New Hampshire, that's right. One more that, well, a couple more, but one that may be a little bit more difficult. How about Vacation Land? Which license plate motto has Vacation Land? Not Florida. Any guess? No. This one more difficult, right? Maine. I've never been, but I hear it's a very lovely state. But yeah, Maine. Last one. First in flight, which state does that one belong to? You all know that one. Why? Why North Carolina? Why is it first in flight? Yeah, December 17th, 1903. Wilbur and Orville Wright made their first flight of an airplane at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. And so today, North Carolinians love to say that they were first in flight. But now, moving along in our reading this morning from Revelation chapter 14, we see that it's God's gospel that was actually first in flight. Long before the airplane took off the ground. And it's God's gospel that continues to remain in flight today. Turning back to our reading that Chris read from Revelation chapter 14. It says, "Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people." And the eternal gospel that this angel declares with a loud voice is this: "Fear God and give Him glory, because the hour of His judgment has come. And worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the springs of water." Brothers and sisters, God's gospel is eternal. And it's seen right here in this passage as flying directly overhead, so to indicate something. That though the world, governments, false prophets, and Satan himself may try to silence the gospel and bury it, they will never be able to bring the gospel down, nor have it crash and burn. For it will be proclaimed until the end of time. Of course, many have tried to silence it. But on this Reformation Sunday, we remember the reformers who brought the gospel out to the language of the people that they may hear the good news. Yes, like a banner being pulled in the air by a small plane, God's gospel is for all to see. And the enemies of God's gospel will never be able to bring it down. Now, just for a moment, notice in Revelation chapter 14, the one proclaiming God's eternal gospel. Who is it? An angel, right? An angel. Now, we don't see celestial beings today proclaiming God, the good news, as we had before or long ago. For example, like the angel who told the shepherds out in the field the good news of the Savior's birth in Luke's gospel. No, but instead, you are the angel that this passage in Revelation chapter 14 refers to. For the word for angel in Scripture means messenger. And those who have a message to bring, to give in the church today include who? Well, Sunday school teachers, Lutheran school teachers, pastors, deaconesses, and other church workers, fathers and mothers, sons and daughters, you, this very day, who speak loudly and boldly and with much love, God's eternal gospel. This urgent message that says to all people to fear God. Fear Him. Now someone might say, come again? Fear God? Why, that's not the gospel, Pastor. Of course, in the narrow sense, the gospel refers to the person and work of Jesus Christ, His life, death, and resurrection. And if anyone ever says to you, what is the gospel? Heed the words of the beloved church reformer Martin Luther, who answered, you can give no better answer than these words of the New Testament. Namely, that Christ gave His body and poured out His blood for all, for us, for the forgiveness of sins. But you see, the word gospel appears only one time in the book of Revelation. And this is it. And here in the book of Revelation, it has a meaning that encompasses the whole counsel of God pertaining to the message of salvation. And a big part of this messaging, dear brothers and sisters, is that good news comes in the backdrop of bad news. Why do we fear God? We fear Him because we know, according to Scriptures, that we are sinners, that we are wicked people who are deserving of God's coming judgment. And yet, the proclamation, that proclamation has as its goal this: the repentance and salvation of all through the announcement of Christ's forgiveness. God has prepared an escape for you from His judgment against sin and wickedness, and that is through His only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, as the gospel tells you this morning, Jesus who sets you free by His body and blood. God's eternal gospel, therefore, in Revelation 14 is one of both judgment and grace. And it is God's final appeal to you and to all people to do what? To turn back to God. To fear Him. Give Him glory and worship the Lord. One of our greatest sins today is the sin of pride. This includes our refusal to depend upon God and to glorify Him, to worship Him. And our default position, according to our sinful flesh, is to make light of sin. To say that we don't care what the Bible says, for this or that is my truth. And suppose that our good deeds will be just enough to carry us into the gates of heaven. But here's the truth. Apart from Jesus, there is no salvation. For Jesus Christ, His life, death on the cross for sinners, and resurrection has done everything necessary to save you and me. And so, brothers and sisters, by God's grace, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, repent
am believing it. This good news, God's eternal gospel. Now, just in closing for today, God's gospel is still flying today. Its message is intended for all and visible for all, and what it proclaims is eternal. Eternal life. Salvation. Its message, in summary, being this: forgiveness, life, and salvation for all who repent and believe in Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, because of what God has done for you, you can wake up in the morning and mark yourself with the sign of the cross, giving thanks to God that He has made you His own child in the water of holy baptism. You can confess your sins and receive the Lord's Supper this morning with the comfort and confidence that your sins are indeed forgiven. And you can serve your neighbor, getting the word out, for God has called you to be His messengers. As Romans chapter 3 reminds you, the righteous shall live by faith. What can we add? Nothing. For Jesus has done everything necessary for your salvation. And it is this message that snatches you up from God's judgment. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds guarded in Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise as we sing the offertory hymn. We have quite a few new prayer additions for today. We lift up in our prayers this morning Sue Groff, who's having heart problems. Sue is a friend of Deb Husto. We also lift up in our prayers this day Michelle Bueller's sister and brother-in-law, Deborah Ferris and Phil Ferris,
for health-related issues. We also pray for Dan Barris, who will be having a heart procedure this week. We pray for Bob and Verna Omi, Mark's Omi's uncle, who will be having a back procedure on Monday, and for his aunt for health-related issues. And finally, but not least, we want to lift up in our prayers Wade Muth, Peter and Gina's son, who was diagnosed this previous week with leukemia, who's currently at Children's Hospital. We want to keep Wade Muth and all in our prayers today who have requested that we pray for them. Please join me for prayer. Please rise. Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for all your goodness and tender care, especially on this Reformation Festival. Thank you for the gift of your Son and for the revelation of your will and grace. Implant your word in us and give us fertile hearts to keep it and bring forth its good fruit in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace, keep us steadfast in your word and prevent our wayward hearts from following false gospels that lead us away from you. Provide your church with faithful pastors who preach in purity and joy, that we are saved by your grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ alone. Lord, in your mercy. Mighty God, you have great power, and yet you act with mercy. Teach those who lead us to use power rightly for the preservation of order, the accomplishment of justice, the protection of life, and the defense of the weak. Lord, with this upcoming election, give us wise, godly, and faithful leaders who will follow your commands and serve with integrity. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious God, remember all who face adversity of any kind and comfort them by your Holy Spirit, that they would acknowledge their afflictions as a manifestation of your fatherly will and grant them the healing and strength that they require and you will for them at this time. Lord, we continue to lift up in our prayers Tom Anderson, Donna Bearwalt, Adrian Buntrum, Henry and Lois Duman, Dan and Merv Fisher, Rob Fleischman, Brad Gernt, Ruth Ann Gray, Mike Kaufman, Bruce Koenig, Fred Legate, Gina Leonard, Ardeen Leto, Fern Nagel, Diane Nelson, Sharon Oakey, Lynn Sandville, Roger Sauter, Joan Schlicht, Jim Smolt, Jim Scott, Kevin Stouts, and Larry Waller. In addition, Lord, we lift up before you for health and healing, for the upcoming procedure for Dan Barris, and for, Lord, for Mark Omi's uncle, Bob Omi, regarding his back procedure. We pray, Lord, for Verna Omi, for health and healing. We pray for Deborah Ferris and Phil Ferris for health and healing. And we pray, Lord, for little Wade Muth, Lord, that you would grant to him, Lord, the health, the strength that this child needs. And that, Lord, you would bless this child's father and mother and the doctors who care for him. And, Lord, we also pray for Sue Graff concerning her heart problems, that, Lord, you would provide your healing touch to her according to your will. And, Lord, we pray also for those who are incarcerated, including Greg Byer, Stephen Steinprice, and Mike Miner. Bless them, Lord, during their time of incarceration. Grant them hope and peace as they cling to you. For, Lord, you are the one, your Son, who sets us free, and that our sins are forgiven. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you have given us the certainty of sins forgiven in your Son, set forth as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. So lead us to eat and drink your holy body and precious blood in repentance and faith, now and always. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. Preserve your church, O Lord, and each of us as members of Christ's body, that we may not surrender the true gospel for any reason, but be kept in this faith and fear throughout the days of our earthly pilgrimage, until that day when we and all your people shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the reward you have prepared for us and all who have loved his appearing. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament on page 194 of your hymnal. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let's give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he gave thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul, alive and everlasting. Depart now and
thank you.
continue with the Nunc Dimittis. To the Lord, for He is good. Let us pray. We give thanks to You, Almighty God, that You have refreshed us through the salutary gift, and we implore You that of Your mercy You would strengthen us through the same in faith toward You and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Praise ye to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Let's remain standing as you're able for our closing hymn. Hymn 656, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Just a few announcements today, and if you have any announcements to give, if you can meet in the back, there will be a microphone available for you. But November 10th, we have a circuit forum at Pilgrim Lutheran Church in West Bend at 1 p.m., and I'm to go, but we also need a lay representative. So if there's anyone who really wants to go to a circuit forum, November 10th, 1 o'clock, learn about all the going-ons in the circuit, district, synod, please do let me know. Otherwise, what I'll do, as I've done in years past, just pull one person by the arm. Say you're going with me. So far that's worked. We'll see. So let me know. That's November 10th, 1 o'clock, circuit forum at Pilgrim. All Saints Sunday will be next Sunday. Please do feel free to check with me. Check with our church secretary to make sure that your loved one, family, or friend doesn't have to be a member of St. Andrew, but those who have departed, our Christian brothers, family, and friends within the past year, we want to recognize and their memory, honor them on All Saints Sunday. So please let me know and make sure we have all the names. Also, is there a message about Operation Christmas Child from anyone back there? Otherwise, I'll just bring it up. So do look through the announcements. Operation Christmas Child, shoe boxes are ready to be packed. They're in the narthex for you to take, and gives you information as to what to fill, what to put inside these shoe boxes. And the due date, return by Sunday, November 17th. All right. Randy?
Good morning. October has been Pastor Appreciation Month, so I was wondering if we could all put our hands together and thank Pastor John. For his ministry here at St. Andrew. The Board of Elders are sponsoring a cake. So we have a cake in the fellowship hall. We have chocolate and vanilla with buttercream frosting, if you would like either or both. So again, we thank Pastor John for his service here at St. Andrew.
Two quick announcements this morning. First of all, we are seeking volunteers for our candy cane hunt. I spoke a little bit about it last week. It's a fun event that we do. It will be December 14th this year from 3 to 6. And the biggest need that we have is for volunteers to help run the stations that are along the church trails that day. You might be given a costume to wear, but you will also be given a script to say your part when the people come and stop at your spot. The sign-up is on the board. Please see me if you have questions. We will have cookie sign-ups closer to the time. But right now, volunteers is the biggest thing we need, and we will need some extra help with getting the outdoor decorations set either the morning before it or the day before. So if you have a little free time and you're good at running electrical cords and hooking things up to generators, I would greatly appreciate your help. Go ahead and sign up on the sign-up sheet or come talk to me about that. Also, I have the sign-up link for the youth lock, and that is going to be January 17th from 7 p.m. It's a Friday night until 7 a.m. the next morning. Any youth, 5th grade to 12th grade, are invited, and you are very welcome to invite friends. I'm going to open it up to other churches in our circuit, too. I know at least a couple other churches would like to send kids. So please, the sign-up sheet is the page with the sign-up link is on the bulletin board out there. You can snap a picture. I put a QR code so you can go ahead and sign up that way. Please see me if you have questions. We will be sending out an email about it later in the week, too. So thank you.
Thank you. One last comment on my part, just an encouragement. We've been going through adult Bible class, a topic called the vote. And one of the questions that we would give is, on behalf of who do we vote? We vote on behalf of our neighbor, the second table, you know, the benefit, the welfare of our neighbor. And it's not the role of the church to tell you who to vote for, but just encouragement to vote. Whether November 5th or early, vote is your civic duty. With that being said, go in peace, serve the Lord.